Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello, I'm Jules.
Hello, I'm Sarah.
And welcome to Jules and Sarah, the podcast.
Welcome. Gosh, it's lovely to have you. Where today, we've got a little friend.
We have got a friend. Hefe, the dog that I look after, is sleeping next to my feet. So if you hear snoring, grunting, you might have just heard that. It's either Hefe or Sarah.
Occasionally it might be me, it's true. I do like a little snort. I do snore and I have no problem with it. You know when sometimes you laugh and then you snort and people go, oh my God, you know, like you snorted.
I'm like, I've got no problem with someone who snorts and they laugh. I'm like, you go to town on
absolutely.
That. You get it out. You have a good laugh.
Yeah, but people are like, oh my God, you just snorted. And I'm like, yeah, do it all the time. Don't worry about it. I'm very aware. Coming up on the podcast today, snorting, snoring, tales of summer, no doubt. News from the north. What's yours today in a word?
Inconvenient.
Oh, God. Mine is gin.
Oh.
Yes. In fact, I'm really...
Yours comes with a percentage.
That's it. I'm very excited about my news from the... I feel like this news from the north could have been just created for the podcast. I feel like they're in on it.
Do you think it's going to beat last week's peacock?
Nothing will ever beat the peacock in the off license that we had last week. That was one of, I mean, it was one of the most phenomenal stories I've ever heard in my life, let alone news from the north.
I feel slightly degraded of all the stories I've brought you.
Yes, you have taught me some superb anecdotes, darling. Unfortunately, they really do now sit in the shadow of the peacock in the off
license. Damn that peacock.
It's a double-edged sword. He made you.
Such a triumph and a fall at
yes,
the same time.
It. It was a high, it was a low. news from June. June, very busy. Very, very
the file
busy.
Of facts, full
oh
packed.
My gosh. The phone's not stopped ringing. The fax machine, honestly, whirring away.
Well, I am brimming with tales from mine and Sheila's mini break.
Which I cannot wait for.
I don't know where to begin or end
oh
with it
my
all.
Gosh. I can't believe God, I'm tempted to get stuck in now, but we mustn't. now, depending on where you're listening in the world, you may not be listening in the UK. So you might have experienced summer for quite some time now. However, this is the week, isn't it? In the UK, we don't get much summer and we've really waited for it. And it tricked us, didn't it? It sort of started getting warmer, then monsoon came and it was like November again. But I've sunburnt my legs. I have sunburnt my thighs.
Sarah's outfit today, like, you know when someone just embraces summer, like Sarah is in a thong or a flip-flop, depending on the world where you are. And
I was gonna
summer
say,
dress.
I've never worn a thong. It's always been a full knicker.
No, a shoe. She's got hair up.
Yeah.
Like you are literally.
I've got no bra
you've
on.
You've been self-tanning.
Well, and this is your influence. I would never have self-tanned before I met Jules. I did it once when I was 13 when tanning products were not what they are today. The street. I looked like I had rubbed gravy granules onto myself. That was my only experience of tanning. Now look at me, the gradual, bringing it on, exfoliating. I can't believe it. But yeah, strappy dress, no bra on. I never thought I'd see the day.
Yeah. You're really just going for it.
I'd like
to
point out, we are recording at my house. Like, I haven't left that. I would never leave the house without a bra on. Ever.
I got here and Sarah's hanging a laundry up. And I said, Sarah, the difference between our cycles. Like, I am literally one whitewash, one black wash. That's it. Sarah, it's like a rainbow coming out of that machine. It's just like...
It was a particularly bright wash. I do have to admit, it did have a neon green hoodie in it, which...
Which you just don't see enough.
No, no, very, very rarely. What I am finding, though, very hot in bed. Have you got a fan?
I've got nothing, but the lovely thing is that my flat is a bit like a cave. Like, it's freezing. It's gorgeous.
Yeah.
I sleep with the window open. Still got that winter duvet on.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
The window open. I'm not worried about a security issue.
Listen, I'm glad of anyone coming into my bedroom at the moment. Be it thief or friend.
Come on in.
Take what you want. Take me. You choose.
I can just imagine some burglar creeping in and you go, hello, would you like a coffee? Come in.
And then they'll be like, oh, I'm good, actually. Yeah. I'll go.
No, no, stay. I did something happened yesterday. And if you follow me on Instagram stories, you might have seen this. So I went to my friend's house yesterday and I went quite early. We were kind of doing this sort of working from home thing. So I went in my jeans, right? And obviously, as the day went
on... I've seen this on your Instagram
it
stories.
It got warmer,
oh my
right?
God.
So I took my shorts with me, put my shorts on while I was at her house, but for some reason got a little bit self-conscious, got a little shy, put my jeans back on to leave to get the bus home, right?
Why did you get shy?
I don't know. I just had this weird
moment.
You do
get shy.
I did.
Stuff like
I got
that,
shy.
Yeah.
I was like, no, I'm going to pop my jeans back on. I think it's for the best. I was on the bus... hotter than I've ever been in my life. You know, we talk about that one drip of sweat down the middle of the back. That was this, right? So I'm on the bus, so hot. All I can think about is these shorts. I'm like, I've got to get back in my shorts. I'm going to, like, my legs. You know when you can feel your legs swelling?
That's like when you've got cheese in the fridge and you don't eat it straight away. It's
yes,
all you can think about.
That's it,
yeah.
That's it. All I could think about. So I sort of had a look round. Now, there was a couple of people in front of me facing forward.
This sounds so pervy.
So I was like, well, they're facing forward. They're not going to see me. And the only thing was, there was this couple kind of diagonally behind me. And they were a very boring couple. So they weren't talking to each other, which meant that they were just looking at everybody else on the bus. Right. So I was like, God, I can't do it in
single
front of
them.
Double decker,
upstairs.
I was at the top. I was upstairs. Oh, yes. Less of those great big mirrors as well. I didn't want to be caught in one of those. So anyway, to my delight, the couple pushed the old stop the bus, please button and get off. I was like, this is my moment. This is my moment. I got my bag, quite a big bag, popped it over my lap, shuffled my jeans off to the floor. So they're on the bottom of the bus, took my shoes off. Slipped round. So at this point, right, I've got jeans on the floor under my feet. I've got shorts around my ankles. I've got my bag covering my knickers, right? We're at a bus stop. I thought people are going to start coming up.
Yeah.
And I'm sat right next to where they come, you know, come out of up the stairs.
Oh, so you're not even like, near the back of the top.
No, no, no.
Sarah,
I'm sort of in
so
the middle because it's cooler. Anyway, I froze like a waxwork. I thought if I don't see them, they won't see me. Right. They got on and walked past. They got on and walked past. Quick as you like, I slipped those shorts up, popped my hips up. I couldn't have been happier. I was like, I've done it. I've achieved
like
what
Mr.
I wanted
ben.
To do. Oh, well. Pop the jeans in the bag. I'll see you in September. That was it. So yeah, I got changed on the bus yesterday.
Summer attire.
Yeah.
You may notice that today I'm not in a sandal. Yeah, I'm in a trainer with a sock, which isn't like me at this time of year.
I feel hot for you.
For me, honestly, the moment the sun rises into spring, summer, winter shoes cast aside. And I am barefoot, usually until about October.
Yeah.
I like the breeze on my feet. But honestly, I went through this moment of hating every single summer shoe in my wardrobe. There was a little mini breakdown
what
at my shoe drawer.
Okay, yeah.
And I was like, I hate everything. What am I going to do? So I have invested a little bit more than I had intended to on shoes.
Isn't it always the way? Who doesn't overspend?
But it's got obscene. Like, I keep buying shoes.
Right.
All my shorts are a bit tighter than last year. I should be buying shorts. No, buying shoes.
Yeah.
They're all new.
Stops at the bottom.
My feet
look
like a ballroom dancer's. I am blistered from head to toe.
Oh, love. The soap. Rub the soap on.
Of course, your soap trick.
Yeah, yes. Get the soap on them. Also, somebody else gave me another tip the other day, and I think it was... Oh, I know what it was. You know deep heat?
We'll get on to that.
Yeah. There's like a numbing one that you can get. You know, like ibuprofen gel, I suppose it is, or something like that. Look, if you're listening, please seek medical advice. Do not always read the label, right? But apparently you can put that all over your feet and then new shoes won't hurt.
This brings us very nicely on to a story that's happened to me this week. And it is on the back end of the Sheila tales, but it doesn't involve Sheila.
Right.
So don't panic. Sure. We're not cutting the schedule. Nothing's stopping and changing around. But basically, on Sunday, the last day of the holiday, I was doing a yoga class and the teacher said, "And now if you feel like it, move into your headstand." I was like, I've never done a headstand before.
I've never felt like moving into a headstand before.
So it's called child's pose, where you literally like go down on the mat and you just rest. And she said to me, she was like, "I think it's your time to try a headstand." And I was like, this is it. I'm going to give it a go.
She pointed.
I'm going to give it a go. So I put my hands down on the mat, put my head forward, and I went up. She lifted my legs. My neck cricked.
Oh my gosh.
I'm like, oh, like trying to hide it. And I'm like, God, the yoga class is full of people. I'm on my head. She's holding my legs. And I was like, my neck is literally cricking, like so badly. So then she puts me back down. And I was like, okay, just stay calm. And then we're moving into cobras. We're moving into downward dogs.
Sure.
And I was like, I'm literally twisting this neck even more.
Oh my God. She didn't hear the crick when she put your legs up. She thought, look what you're achieving.
I mean, she was in a completely different state.
Yeah.
We'll get on to the yoga classes. But I then had to drive back to London and I was like, my neck is killing me. Like, killing me. Woke up the next morning, I was like, I'm in agony. I barely slept.
It's horrible.
All my neck was all down my back. And I was like, I'm going to have to go get heat patches. So went to the local pharmacy, walked in.
with a back like a broomstick.
Yeah, and I was like, I need your heat patches. They're on the bottom shelf. I said to the woman, I was like, the irony that I can't bend and these are on the bottom shelf. She was like, oh yeah, we have been thinking about that actually. It's not really laid out properly. I was like, no, it isn't. No,
stop thinking. Now's the time for action.
That was my best London accent. I realise it sounds like I've come by EastEnders. I haven't. She said, oh, here's the heat patch. And I said, I'm so sorry, but I'm single. I said, I need some help putting this heat patch on. She said, oh, we don't really usually do that. We're not supposed to touch clients. And I was like, listen. I said, it's either you or the postman. And it's 11:30 and I'm pretty sure he'll have been.
Yes.
I said, I need some help. She said, you're going to have to come into the back room. Into the back room I went of this pharmacy. There's a pharmacist having his tea break. She's patching me up left, right and centre. Then I spray this deep heat spray on it. Oh, I had a bloody allergic reaction to it, didn't I?
Oh,
I've got a heat rash coming out. It's all going on.
God. Oh, I want to hug you. Oh, it's so
getting
miserable.
Getting dressed has been a nightmare.
Yeah.
It's lucky I'm clothed today.
Well, and haven't you done well, darling, considering...
It's quite the co-ord,
you
look isn't it?
Fabulous. I mean, you would never know. I'd be wearing a bin bag, right? Honestly.
Yeah, so I've had a real single week.
Okay.
Asking the pharmacist to do your heat patch was a real low.
Do you know what? I really think we need to live nearer to each other because, you know, I'd be round. I'm very available all the time. Knock on at any point. It makes me think of when I was single and lived in Brighton and I had Mario who lived upstairs who was very useful for anything from heat patches to fake eyelash application. He was great, right? But one day I put this dress on and as we've discussed, I never leave the house without a bra, but it was very hard. I couldn't get a bra in this dress because it was kind of sort of halter neck. So I was looking in the mirror, looking from all the angles. I was like, well, you know, it is lined, so there's not going to be a sort of nipple incident, which is important. But I ran upstairs and there was a carpenter there sort of building like this. Like he was building a little window seat for him. I said, where's Mario? He said, he's not here. And I looked at him and he looked at me and I went, be honest, can I get away in this dress without a bra on? And he just looked down at my chest, looked back up and went, you're fine. I was like, yes, goodbye.
There's nothing more trustworthy than a carpenter, is there?
That's it, absolutely.
Such just, a trustworthy trade.
Sometimes you just need a person. Like, it just, if you've got, you're a person, you can apply heat patches, you can see if this is all right without a bra. Thank you.
Gosh.
Well, look, shall we do a little bit of correspondence?
Oh my gosh, yes. And what correspondence we have this week.
It's been lovely.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
So I have done this little thing on my Instagram stories, being like, oh, where are you listening? The response has been amazing. Port Salut crew, you are literally located globally.
Yes.
It has blown.
Far and wide.
I'm just so, like, mind blown from it. So, we have, this all kicked off from, I can't apologise enough, I haven't screen grabbed your name, but somebody listening in, Boston.
Boston!
So, Boston, it kicked off from that. We have got Bali.
Give a
whoop for Bali. We've got Cape Town.
Oh, hi!
We have got Austria.
Hello, Austria!
We've got Boulder, Colorado.
Boulder, Colorado!
Charlotte, North Carolina.
Yo, 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 Charlotte!
Madison, Wisconsin.
Madison. You never meet anyone in the UK called Madison.
No, from Madison's the place.
Oh, right, I thought in she Wisconsin. Was called Madison.
No, maybe that God. Could be our love child.
This is blowing my mind.
York.
Oh, fabulous.
Jasmine in Germany.
Jasmine in Germany.
Russia.
Got very cold.
Copenhagen, Denmark.
Very expensive.
Southwestern, Ontario. I think that's in Canada.
Southwestern Ontario.
Oakland, California.
This is amazing.
Yeah, literally. And it just keeps coming in. I am mind blown.
Yeah.
That we've only had one person listen in the UK and we're big in America.
I know, absolutely. Come on, York. Big up, York. And what's really lovely is that we've had quite a lot of correspondence in the last couple of weeks of you discovering the podcast,
yeah.
Which is just amazing. Like, we always love to know how you found it, where you found it, all that kind of stuff. Adrian Collins has been on.
Adrienne.
However, just discovered Jules and Sarah. I'm currently on the train, creasing. I adore you. And what's lovely is Amber has replied to that tweet and gone, I told you about this podcast ages ago. Obsessed. Like this. I love Amber claiming it there. I was there
Remind
first.
Her.
I told you about this podcast, which is lovely.
I have got the most amazing news for you. And I've held it back from you until now. And I'm so happy I just remembered. So
I love that an arm went up.
It went up. So I, a while ago, had a tweet from a listener who I retweeted or put on my Instagram stories. Another listener, and now I'm not naming names, I'm keeping it very under wraps, said, She's really attractive. Can you introduce me? So I've basically done matchmaking from Portsoulou Crew. They're meeting this weekend.
Oh, so hang on. She tweeted.
Yeah, another girl was like, I really like this girl. And I said, I asked the original girl.
Yes.
Hey, are you single? Are you interested? Yeah. I hooked them up. I literally thought nothing of it. This was like 4 months ago. They're meeting this weekend.
Oh, my. This is like... So, basically, this is a Jules and Sarah first dates.
Yes.
That's what's going on this
Portsmouth
weekend.
Portsmouth Crew.
Oh, if we get a Jules and Sarah wedding, I won't be able to find a hat big enough. I mean, honest to God,
would someone say beekeeper? Yeah. June.
I will have a hat that is a wedge of Portsoulou. That's what I will have.
I want one. I would have. What hat would I have? You know, like one of those tropical float things. Every fruit bar a banana.
Yes. Yes. No bananas. Oh my! That is ridiculously exciting.
Isn't
that
it?
That is amazing.
Isn't it?
I just wanted to say a big, massive hiya as well to Claire, who's also just new to the Portsoulou Crew. Bloody love me new podcast discovery, Jules and Sarah, hashtag Portsoulou Crew. Really getting on board already there, Claire, using the hashtags. Wonderful.
Also, if you are new to the Portsoulou Crew, don't forget that you can write to us. We'll be giving you the PO box at the end. We love letters. And don't think that we don't keep them.
Oh my God.
They're all kept.
The most amazing pin board right by Jules's front door. Quite the talking point, actually, as people enter or leave the house. So we keep them all.
Some of them who you wish wouldn't notice it.
Keep moving. We keep them all. We absolutely adore you for writing letters, cards, postcards. We always love postcards from where you're listening. Anything you want to send us would be glorious. So yeah, we'll give the PO box at the end. I am at this Sarah Powell.
And I'm at Jules Von Heck.
On all of the relevant platforms, and you can get us there day or night. Now, I can't wait a moment longer. Jules and Sheila, the retreat. Tell me everything.
I've been thinking on the way here, how am I going to even tell any of this story? Like, where do I begin? So, like, I'll set the scene. We went to the Cotswolds. Sheila and I are on an organic food yoga retreat.
Delicious.
It's very, like, just divine, spending time together. Lovely, lovely, lovely. I had forgotten that Sheila really can't hold her drink.
Cheap date, Sheila.
So the first night, we're all excited. You know, we go downstairs in this place that we're staying, have a little wine, have another wine. Sheila had 4 glasses.
Yeah.
She was like, I need to go to bed. I was like, what? She was like, I'm seeing 4. I need you to help me go to bed. I was like, oh my God.
She's seeing the 4 glasses she's drunk.
So I was like, literally, I'm just getting warmed up. I'm just lunging my way through this light rosé.
Yes.
No. Had to help her to bed. Next day, we're doing yoga. Great. Then we go to Soho Farmhouse. Now, Soho Farmhouse, if you are not familiar, is a private members club.
Yeah.
It's very chic. It's very exclusive.
Don't even look at the gate if you haven't got membership. Don't even. They don't like you driving past, actually.
So take Sheila. She sits down. Yes, I could get used to this. Yeah, but the whole time she resisted it, doesn't want to go. It's a farm. Why do I want to be on a farm? I was like, it's not just any farm, Sheila. It's a very exclusive farm.
Look, the farm. Forget the farm bit. The farm bit's not relevant. Soho House. That's the important bit, Sheila.
She sits down.
It's not a working farm.
She sits down and she looks around and she's like, do you know what I just don't understand? This rustic thing. And I was like, what do you mean? She's like, well, that tractor clearly hasn't been used in 20 years. I was like, it's to add to it, Sheila. It's decorative.
It's an accessory.
Yeah, she was like, that's not a working tractor. This isn't a working farm.
I
was
She's like, been had.
I was like, no, Mum, look. People are drinking iced coffee. People are having mimosas. I was like, there's nothing farm about this.
Not a hay bale in sight.
And then we walk through this, like, you have to walk through this, like, meadow to get to one of the spa bits. And she's like, it's just all very overgrown, isn't it? I was like, that's the thing. I was like, we're supposed to feel like that. She was like, I'd expected topiary. And I was like, I don't need a running commentary. She did not like the loos. Came back. She was like, it's rustic. There's all this like etched walls. She said, what's going on? It's not neat. And I was like, no, Mum, you're supposed to, you know, this is like shabby chic. She was like, there's nothing chic about the word shabby. And off she went. I was like, oh my God.
I love that Sheila is in denial that shabby chic's a thing. Yeah. She's like, refuses to even believe that it could be a thing.
So we then, after a day of swimming, facials, massage, lovely, lovely, we had dinner. She had two glasses of rosé. She said, we need to go now. And I was like, oh my God, no. I said, we're having dessert. We ordered pavlova. Well, she orders pavlova. I had fromage, obviously.
Yes.
So she was like trying to like get into this pavlova. And she was like, it's difficult to eat this. It's difficult. I said, no, Mum, this is what you need to do. I got my fork, rammed it in the pavlova, thinking it would slice like a piece of Victoria sponge.
Yeah.
No. Pavlova everywhere.
Oh my.
Sheila's in cream trousers. Literally. Oh. Cream trousers. All over her trousers. She was like, what the hell? She was like, get the napkins. So napkins have been soaked. It's all been padded on. She was like, oh God. I was like,
she's drunk. She's covered in pavlova. She wants to go home.
And you've never seen an exit like it. We took a back route out. You can cycle to your car. She said, get one of the bikes now. She got on a bike, pissed, and cycled to my car. She was out of there like a whippet. I've never seen someone sober up an emergency exit.
Did you have to get her back from the car and into bed? Or were you going?
So we then had to drive back to the hotel we were staying at. So I'd only had a glass of wine.
Right, yes.
And then if we got back, and she quickly, I've never seen her move so fast up the stairs.
Her clothes fell off, she was in bed.
Yeah, no, she re-emerged in a summer dress. She was like, I've soaked it, it's fine. Panic over. I said, should we have one more glass? She said, I don't think I can. So I had one more glass.
Yes.
And you know when you've had a big meal and you've had a few drinks and then all of a sudden it just hits you like a bus?
Yes.
This happened to Sheila.
Right.
She just, it's like watching someone. And then her eyelids just went and I was like, oh, I said, Mum, are you all right? She went, I've got to go to bed right now. It was literally the holiday of like emergency exits for Sheila. She was just taken away.
Do you know what? It is such a parent thing to soak immediately. I would throw them in the corner. They would sit in the case.
We've all seen the Vanish adverts where they get the stains off. Like,
that's it. I'm like, if it's going to come off, it'll come off at my convenience. If not, what can you do? But yeah, June would have it soaking within 20 minutes of it happening. It would be soaking. Totally.
It's the fact that Sheila got on a push bike to exit dinner.
I went on holiday and it was a holiday with bikes, not centre parks, but it was a holiday with bikes. And I got quite drunk at a drinks reception. And then we had to get on the bikes to get to the buffet. I got totally lost. This man emerged with a torch. I said, excuse me, where's the buffet?
It's horrible when you're that drunk and you just can't. Like, it's like those dreams where you're trying to run and you can't run.
Yeah.
When you're that drunk and you're like, I know what I want to say, but somehow there's a cognitive relapse.
Also, I know it's here somewhere. I know there's a buffet waiting for me, but where is it? Where?
Where's the buffet?
Excuse me, sir. Where's the buffet? It's like in the middle of the night when I was on that flight and I was really drunk and I asked the captain where the snacks were. Excuse me, where's the snacks? Oh, captain, so sorry. Slipped off into the night.
All for a bag of pretzels.
Absolutely. And do you know what? I'd do it again. It was worth it. Pringles, pretzels, M&Ms.
God,
oh
so, I mean, it just continued and continued, this whole facade. I mean, she fell out with the yoga teacher on the last day.
Did she?
Because as a yoga teacher...
Physically?
No, but Mum is really like, she's very calm, doesn't really fall out with people. But,
yeah.
So after I'd done my headstand, the yoga teacher said to Sheila...
And been crippled.
The yoga teacher said to Sheila, and now it's time for your headstand. And Sheila said, no. And I was like, oh my God, it's a full class. Oh my God, here we go. And she was like, no, I'm not doing it. And the yoga teacher was like, well, I think you need to try. And she was like, I don't need to try. And she just went down into child's pose and lay on the mat. And I was like, oh.
Shut down.
When we came out, Sheila was like, I knew I didn't like her. And I was like, oh God, you've been really like chummy with her all week. And on the last day, I didn't like her.
No.
I need a hot chocolate and a flapjack. Done.
Yeah. Oh, it's glorious, isn't it. I've never really managed to get on with a yoga teacher, I don't think. They do push you. I don't like being pushed.
Physically.
I'm like Sheila. Yeah, I don't like it.
It's on a bus.
Yes.
Unless it's a leg up.
I know my comfort zones. I know my boundaries. I'm fine.
How's June?
Oh my gosh. So, well, as I mentioned, June, very busy. Run off her feet because it is June's summer concert this weekend. The event of the year. The Northwest Calendar event of the year. She's currently washing down 200 fold down seats in the sun as we speak.
She's there with
She's there, absolutely. Every single one. Nothing's coming in or out.
There's nothing worse than garden furniture rinsing off after it's been away.
Well, this is the stuff that she's hired in to seat the guests.
Oh, she's cleaning after they've been cleaned.
She's doing her own cleaning. Just
cleanse.
For sure. Nobody could pull her up on it. So I'm going up to do the raffle. Terrific prizes. Oh my God. Did I tell you last year one of the raffle prizes was pate? That happened last year. It was hilarious. They get all this stuff donated and one of the prizes was pate. Another one was a very lovely mini break, actually. You know, there really is a sliding scale of what you can go home with at June's event. But
pate or a mini break.
That's it. To make the most of the marquee, because you can hire it. You know, you've got it. You may as well use it. And also, she hires loos for people to go to. Very posh.
Also,
they're
not going in June's house.
Well, that's the mistake she made the first year she did it, you see. Everybody traipsing through, having a look at her curtain tie backs. Not this year. No,
doors locked.
The best thing is, they're those really posh loos that you
I
can
love
get.
Those loos.
The Cheshire Chambers.
I think I've been in a Cheshire Chamber at a wedding. Lovely blue water when
yes,
you wash.
Yes, that's it. So what she's doing on Tuesday is she's doing the Ascot Ladies, right, which is the Cheshire Wives and Nan watching the races. And the best thing is, this year, you and me are going.
Yes.
You are coming to June's Ascot Day, which already is phenomenal. You know, we've got to share a bedroom. Not a bed, but a bedroom.
Disappointed. Would have liked a little cuddle before bed. I
can pop you in two singles, or you can have a Z bed at the bottom of our bed. I said, I'm not sleeping at the bottom of your
bed. I'm not a bloody St. Bernard. Yeah. I'm not popping down there. Morning, June.
So we're having a little sleepover. We get to be flatmates for the night.
But, I mean, shall we tease? Next week's podcast will come from June's.
That's it. Next week, June is going to be the very special guest. On the podcast. Oh, God. In amongst all this, she had a bit of a Ruby drama this week.
God.
Ruby got a bit ahead of herself, went out, ate all June's unripe strawberries. Right? They were green. June was waiting for them, cultivating them, bringing them on.
Waiting for a pavlova.
That's it. That's exactly it. Or a roulade. Ruby's ate the lot. Sick everywhere. Green strawberry sick. All over the place, everywhere.
That's not what you need if you've got the event of the
she's
year looming.
She's got a hose in one hand. She's mopping up after Ruby with the other. She is busy, right?
I can see June with, like, perfectly blow-dried hair with a very strategically placed, like, hanky over it.
Yeah.
You know, like a real washerwoman.
Yeah, that's
getting
it.
Stuck in.
Marigolds with a perfect blow-dry.
Yeah. And a lip.
Yes, always a lip. Don't attempt anything without a lip. So, yes, that's where I'm going. I'm going up to June's tomorrow, and next week we will have June on the podcast, which, I mean, it's been a long time coming. Let's
face
it. Has
she sent her rider through?
Yeah. No. She'll be in the comfort of her own home, she insists.
I wonder if she could sit in the chair that no one can sit in.
I very much doubt it. We might be able to make an exception.
She might just, like, hover over it.
Yes, she might, for the entire thing. But yeah, June's news will be live from the horse's mouth, so to speak, next week. Oh my gosh, listen, should we do news from the north?
Let's. My news from the north this week comes from the Newark Advertiser.
Hi.
Songs are just the ticket for passengers. I'm going to highlight right now, this news from the north is my worst nightmare.
Okay.
Okay, or maybe not my worst.
Dolphins, aquarium, bananas.
You know. Rail passengers were encouraged to find their voices by members of the 45-strong Everyone Can Sing Choir who rode the train from Beeston to Newark Castle on Saturday.
Now, I can just imagine you and I on this train, me heartily beating
warming
out,
up,
oh, when the saints go marching in, you dying a little bit inside.
Like, searching for headphones.
Yes.
Pretending
yes.
that I don't speak English.
Everybody else singing along, you putting your noise-cancellating headphones on.
Sunglasses on. That's just going mute. Like, if there's anyone who hates group involvement, it is me. I don't like forced fun. I don't like anything. You, yeah. old tread the boards, velvet curtain pulled
oh,
back.
Oh, God.
It is you all over.
Any excuse?
They gave out copies of the Singing Train songbook, including lyrics to hits such as Hi-Ho, Silver Lining, Lean on Me, Yesterday, Dancing Queen, Wonderwall, and 500 Miles. One of my worst songs, 500
Miles. 500 Miles is what absolutely one of mine. If I never heard it again, that would be fine.
I'd oh, it, yeah. it is awful.
I would destroy all copies in a bonfire.
Classics such as Will You Still Love Me Tomorrow and Sit Down were among the choir's
oh,
favourites.
Oh, Sit Down on a train, yeah, awful. I can imagine.
They were accompanied by Martin Roscoe on guitar. The choir also performed just the one guitar.
He's got his work cut out for him, hasn't he?
Yeah, 45 singers and one. I hope he's got an amp.
Yes, so do I.
The choir also performed at Newark Marketplace outside Palace Theatre, in the Fox and Crown, Appleton Gate, and the bandstand in the grounds of Newark Castle, and at the station.
Nobody asked
How
them, they
annoying.
Just couldn't stop.
How annoying. Oh, God, I read it and I was like, this is horrific.
It makes me think of this Leon that they've opened.
Leon
right?
is a restaurant in the UK,
yeah,
like
Leon's,
a chain, where
yeah.
you get healthy-ish food in
healthy-ish.
Inverted commas. Healthy-ish,
yeah. I've been eating a lot of Leon, pretending it's good for me when it's meatballs. So they've
say
opened
balls.
It up. Meatballs.
I love how you say meatballs. Balls.
Balls. So they've opened it in the West End, and you'll just go in. I can't. It's fast food. Do you know what I mean? It's like Pret or whatever. And then you'll be sat there, you'll be doing whatever, trying to get on the Wi-Fi. Someone will start singing a song from the shows, right? I cannot bear it. And I'm somebody who likes the shows. I like the shows. I like the musicals. I do not want to be sung over a chicken aioli hot box. Songs from Annie. I just don't want
yeah,
it.
I've seen it and they've got all the headshots on the wall.
Yes.
It just looks painful.
It's painful. But the best thing is when somebody's really singing in that real West End way in the middle, right? But people aren't even looking. Like they're just sort of eating a fish finger wrap, whatever. They're just sort of not even looking up. There's something very comical about somebody just not caring whatsoever.
One of my neighbours is a West End singer. I always hear her rehearsing.
Oh, really?
And I always want to yell, shut up!
In the right setting, I'd love it. On a train. If
not
a
in
choir.
My garden when I'm having a rosé reading Vogue.
I hear you, babes. I hear you. So my news from the north is a little bit of a throwback. Right? You'll see why. This is from the Macclesfield Express. Gin-flavoured cheese is world's first. The team behind the Palmer Violet cheese
oh.
have teamed up with Forest Gin in Macclesfield to create a gin-flavoured cheese. An innovative cheese merchant has teamed up with the town's homegrown gin producers to create a unique flavoured cheese. Richard Buxton and Simon Spurrell, who run the Cheshire Cheese Company in Sutton, one of my favourites, have joined forces with Forest Gin, based at Lime Green, to create what is thought to be the first ever gin-flavoured cheese. Richard, 50, says the combination, which includes lemon, has already been a huge hit with customers. He said, I'm always thinking of new flavour combinations, and with summer coming, it occurred to me that gin would be a good one to try. Forest Gin is only up the road and really, really good. So it was natural that I'd approach them to see what they thought. We had to work on a few flavour combinations to get the balance right and we're really happy with it. He added, it's got this creamy flavour of the Cheshire cheese, but the lemon comes through and then there's the back note of gin.
Enjoying the term back note.
It's not the first time Dad of Two Richard has come up with an unusual flavour combination, working with Sweet Factory Swizzles Matlow last year to create the Parma Violet flavour, which sat at the back of my fridge for a couple of months. He added, the Parma Violet cheese was last year and really divided opinion. I thought it was about time I came up with something new. It's pretty unusual. I've not heard of a gin-flavoured cheese, so we think it's a world's first. Richard, who's won...
Enjoying that.
claiming. Who has won numerous awards for his cheeses, is hoping his Forest Gin cheese will impress judges at the National International Cheese Festival in July. Anyone wishing to taste the limited edition is invited along to a special gin tasting event at Sutton Hall on... Bullock's Lane in Sutton. The gin tasting event, which includes three servings of gin alongside a charcuterie board, takes place this evening, Wednesday, June the 7th, sadly past. Tickets cost £15 from the pub. Three gins and a charcuterie board. That's the north for you. That'd be £65 down here.
That'll be a mortgage.
The Cheshire Cheese Company was set up by Richard and business partner Simon and includes shops at Trenton Gardens, Bakewell, Derby and York, with plans to open a flagship store in Macclesfield. The new cheese will be available across all of its stores as well as artisan markets. It can also be bought online, CheshireCheeseCompany.co.uk.
Gosh.
Just divine.
When are those cheese awards?
Those cheese awards, well, it doesn't say actually, just July. A small bit of research.
God
I'll
love
get
news
to the
from
bottom
the north.
Of
They're
that.
They're just so aloof, aren't they?
They really are. Do you want to play Would You Rather?
Every time.
Would you rather have your hand stuck in a jar or your head stuck in a bucket?
A head stuck in a bucket is such a comical thing.
It's hilarious. I feel like you got it in cartoons of like doctors' waiting rooms, a kid stuck with a pan on his head or a bucket.
Oh my God. Oh, this is so hard because I have had my hand stuck in a jar before.
Tell me more.
I remember it happening as a kid.
Right. Greed, was it, to get to the bottom?
No, Grandma Mary had to melt butter around me to like lube up my hand and get it out. Stork butter, very useful for getting yourself
Always
out of jars.
Always rely on it.
But a bucket, I mean, a head in a bucket, what would I be doing with my head in that bucket?
Well, who knows how you got there, but the point is you're stuck.
Gosh. I think I'd have to go jar because I think having a bucket over my head...
Yeah.
It would just freak me out.
It would be full on. And I feel like some sort
Can't
of...
Can't be nice to breathe.
No.
What the hell has been in that bucket before?
I'm going to say it's a clean bucket. A new bucket.
Oh,
yeah.
Right. So
I think
it's happened
we can
in a
give
hardware
you that.
Store.
No, it's not been sat out.
I've not fallen in a stable or anything.
No, gosh, no.
Yeah, I'll go with a hand in the jar.
Okay,
can I pick my right hand?
Of course, yes.
Thanks so much.
Absolutely, pleasure. We'll get the stork. So look, we absolutely adore you for listening. You can get in touch whenever you like. I am at this Sarah Powell.
And I'm at Jules Van Hepp.
And the address, should you wish to write to us, is the Portsalu Crew HQ.
PO Box 66747.
London NW5.
9GH.
Please do get in touch. Look at that. We didn't even rehearse
that. I enjoyed that, no.
We do always finish on Jules's word or affirmation of the week. What have you gone for?
Not entirely sure yet. Affirmation.
Sure.
Never do the same mistake twice. Unless he's hot.
Very good. Advice, more advisory these days, actually, than just affirmations. We absolutely adore you for listening. We will see you next week for June on the podcast. We love you very much.
Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.